We are returning to our look at Acts 26, verses 24 through 32. Picking up at verse 27, we hear the Apostle Paul say this to Agrippa II. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? And then he adds, I know that you do. I like how John Stott characterizes this moment. He says the court gasped. Has any prisoner ever before presumed to address His Royal Highness with such impertinence? Agrippa is unhorsed, too embarrassed to give Paul a direct answer to a direct question, and too proud to allow him to dictate the topic of their dialogue. Well, Paul has just turned the tables on the court. Now, instead of the inquiry being about Paul's beliefs and actions, it suddenly turns to the question of the Idumean king's own beliefs. Does Agrippa believe the Old Testament prophecies about a descendant of King David restoring the Jewish nation to its former glory? Does he believe in a Messiah who would deliver Israel and unite the Gentile world with them? John MacArthur puts it this way. Here we are 25 years later, and Agrippa knows what the Christians taught. You know, the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ were common knowledge. You know that, Agrippa, don't you? Paul says. You know that what I'm saying is not the babbling on of a madman. You know that there are people who believe that there's evidence for this. Well, Agrippa II is a consummate politician. He knows a dead-end street when he spots one. He knows that to affirm what Paul has just said is extremely problematic. Consider this. Agrippa has sat there completely silent during Paul's entire defense. He hasn't interrupted Paul, asked for clarification, or contradicted him. Instead, he has silently taken inventory of the man and his message. He cannot say, yes, I believe the prophets, without creating himself a political situation. Remember, after all, he is a client king of Rome. He has much authority, but he's still responsible to the emperor. If word gets back to Rome that Agrippa II has turned to the way, there are huge consequences. So instead of answering Paul's question, he asks one of his own. In the Greek, Agrippa says, Enolegome paithias Christios non poi sin. It is perhaps unfortunate that the 1611 King James Version translated that verse as, almost thou persuades me to be a Christian. It's a poor translation at best. The literal Greek translation is much closer to this. Within so little do you persuade me to become a Christian? The Berean translation makes it even clearer. Within so little time do you persuade me to become a Christian? This clarification helps us understand that Agrippa II was not on the fence. He wasn't saying, I'm almost convinced that your gospel account is true. As I said, he's a consummate politician. He's not about to open that door. Instead, he's asking Paul, do you really think that in such a short time that you have won me over? F.F. Bruce gives us yet another interesting explanation for Agrippa's response. Here's what he writes. So he turned to Paul's appeal aside with a smile. In short, he said, you are trying to make me play the Christian. For that seemed to be the meaning of his words. He was not going to be maneuvered into anything like that. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.